Hi, podcast listeners. Welcome to Feedback with Earbuds, brought to you by Earbuds Podcast Collective. I'm your host and the founder of Earbuds, Arielle Nissenblatt. It's Intimacy Week, friends. You'll soon find out what that means. And this episode is for the week of October 14th through 18th, 2019. Each week on this show, we'll share five podcast recommendations. Earbuds Podcast Collective is a listening movement. We send an email every Sunday that contains a theme and five podcast episodes on that theme, and each week's pod picks are curated by a different person. Anyone can curate a list. Get in touch with us by emailing earbudspodcastcollective@gmail.com. Here's what you can expect from this show. Each week, I'll share our pod picks, some information about our curator, and some more information about the episodes chosen. The idea is to give you a bunch of diverse podcast recommendations. The topics are always different and unique. Let's do it. This week's theme is called Intimacy. The curator is Catherine Clifton. Here's why Catherine chose this theme. She writes, "Podcasts are perhaps the most accessibly intimate art form. Strangers whisper into our ears. After listening to these five episodes, I seem destined to think about them forever. I hope you enjoy." Here are the podcasts and episodes she chose, along with the descriptions provided by Podchaser. Monday's episode comes to us from Reply All and is called The Cathedral. It's 41 minutes long. In this episode, Amy and Ryan Green's one-year-old son is diagnosed with cancer and begins an agonizing period of treatment. And then, one night in the hospital, Ryan has a strange epiphany. This whole terrible ordeal should be a video game. Tuesday's episode comes from Heavyweight and is called Galit. It's 34 minutes long. In this episode, Galit was Jonathan's first girlfriend. When she dumped him, he cried a lot and then locked away his emotional vulnerability in a safe for the next several decades. In this episode, Galit sends Jonathan a Facebook message asking if he'd like to meet up. Wednesday's episode comes from Love and Radio and is called The Living Room. It's 23 minutes long. In this episode, Diane's new neighbors across the way never shut their curtain, and that was the beginning of an intimate but very one-sided relationship. Thursday's episode comes from Where Should We Begin with Esther Perel and is called I've Had 100 Conversations with You in My Head. It's 45 minutes long. In this episode, there are mature themes, and after a discovery in her doctor's office, a woman realizes her husband has been unfaithful. While betrayed and angry, she still feels a desire to stick it out for the sake of the kids. He, meanwhile, is desperate to find a way back to her. Esther takes them back to their upbringings and the years before the infidelities to find a place of mutual compassion. Friday's episode is from The Heart and is called No, Advance. It's 19 minutes long. In this episode, we meet young Caitlin as she navigates her first sexual experiences and the confusions of girlhood. The description includes a trigger warning, so sensitive listeners be warned. This episode is part of No, a mini-series. Catherine, our curator, went above and beyond and included a companion poem to each of the above podcast recommendations. We don't have time to share all of them here, but you should definitely check them out. They're linked in the newsletter. I'll read an excerpt of one of the poems here. This poem, which is called Introduction to Patriarchy, pairs well with our Friday episode, From the Heart, and is by Chelsea Rathburn. Here it is. For a while, we found them everywhere we looked. Tucked in our brother's closets or slipped inside our father's attachés, carousels of airbrushed women with rumpled curls, wearing sweaters or raincoats or negligees, or nothing but shoes. Their feet were never bare. Bedecked in stockings and heels as tall as stilts, they seemed as though they always had to grab a hold of something strong, a doorframe, say, or a fire hose, or lean across a bed to keep from toppling. Top heavy, lips wet, one arm lifted or crossed, they waited for us. Join in on the discussion of this week's theme on the internet by using the hashtag IntimacyPodcasts. This week's newsletter is brought to you by Podchaser, which is the best place on the interwebs to leave podcast reviews because it's free and open to everyone. It's basically the IMDb for podcasts. Listeners, you can follow podcast creators and your podcast creator friends. You can also create and share podcast playlists with the whole world. Podcasters, you can claim your podcasts and then add a ton of categories to your show that Apple doesn't have. There's also a new social feed, which you can have instant access to with the code EarbudsFeedback when you visit podchaser.com. Head to podchaser.com to get started. Our newsletter is also brought to us by the Outlier Podcast Festival. The Outlier Podcast Festival is a traveling national event held in cities across the U.S. It provides outliers in the podcast community an intimate opportunity to collaborate with both indie talent and industry giants. OPF provides an immersive experience for you to engage with keynote speakers, participate in breakout sessions, and interact with the newest software and audio equipment. head to Outlier Podfest for tickets. That's outlierpodfest.com. Our last sponsor for the week is Digital Hollywood. Celebrate podcasting at the Los Angeles Podcasting Forum. There will be an award show and a live podcasting stage on November 14th at the Digital Hollywood Festival. Join companies like Wondery, Libsyn, CBC, WarnerMedia, KPCC, Art19, and Simplecast at the Skirball Center. Tickets and information at digitalhollywood.com/podcastsfl19. Do you want to advertise with us? Send an email to earbudspodcastcollective@gmail.com. Well, that's it for this week. Head to our social media to find links to the episode recommendations we mentioned. We're on Twitter at earbudspodcall, Instagram at earbudspodcastcollective, and Facebook at earbudspodcastcollective. You can sign up to receive our podcast recommendation email at earbudspodcastcollective.com. It goes out every Sunday night. This show is written by Ariel Nissenblatt. That's me. It's also produced by me. It's engineered by Jeremy Einhorn. It's edited, mixed, and designed by my friend Daniel Turek. You can find him on Instagram at DannyBo. That's Danny B-O-H. Our music is by bensound.com. That's bensound.com. Our newsletter is edited by Abby Kleonski. Thanks for listening to Feedback with Earbuds. If you like the show, let us know by leaving a review wherever you like to do that kind of thing. Catch you next time. Happy listening.